What's going on?
Nothing much, man.
This nigga Skull a fraud.
You should have known that.
Yeah.
How do I sound, though?
But he was on the last episode, though. You good?
Okay, cool.
He was on the last episode, though.
Man, you know Esco is a once-in-a-while sort of acquisition to the podcast, bro.
He said he loved recording, though.
He dad been saying that he was gonna record with us too.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
We talking what about you been up to? To say and shit.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Hell yeah.
What you been up to?
Man, just back on my gym shit. Mm-hmm. The reason I was late was because after I went to the gym, I have my, you know. The gym is right here, you know, in our apartment complex. So mm-hmm. I just, you know, take a walk. I walk for about a mile after I get out of the gym. Just a little cool, good little cool down or whatever. And mm-hmm. some kids were playing football. And they're like, can you play quarterback? So I just sat there and I played quarterback for like an hour. And then like, that was like 40 minutes. And then I think their grandmom had called or some shit. And I looked at my phone, and it was 6:04, and I was like, oh, shit. And I see you texting me, and I was like, oh, I got to get back and record. So I remember walking back. And yeah, man. But other than that, I mean, I can't complain. I mean, ready to go to Vegas in 2 months.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to move in a year, in a year and a half. I've been looking at houses. First, I was looking at houses to rent. My girl and I have decided we were going to actually move to Vegas. So,
y'all going to move?
Yeah, we're going to move to Vegas in a year and a half.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So
y'all like it out there for real.
Yeah, it's fire. It's really fire. The cost of living ain't bad.
Yeah, I know.
Or anything. So, yeah, I've been looking at houses and, you know, just making sure my credit is, like, excellent when it's time to get my house next year. Stuff like that, but
yep, absolutely. I'm yeah, for sure.
How you been?
Good. Just working, work gym, and just seeing my girl, and that's it. That's all I got. I'm giving my 2 weeks to this job coming up soon. I can't do it no more. I'm done.
Wow. Yeah, you got anything else in place?
Not really.
It's all right, though.
But, yeah. I'm good. Like,
yeah, I feel that.
I'm super good. I don't really need, like, my bills monthly is really nothing.
Yeah.
I'm super good. I got a good amount of money saved up. But I'm looking. But I probably just need a break from work in general. Like, I work a lot.
That's how I felt in my last job. I mean, I worked there for like 2 years, but it was just consistent 10-hour shifts.
Yeah.
It paid great, so yep. I didn't complain. But after a while, it takes a toll on your body, and it's just like, yo, this ain't the life for me. Like, I need an office job.
Yeah. See, the thing is my job don't even pay great. Like, I'm busting my ass every day, and my job don't even pay that great. So it's like I gotta do something else, man. I can't stay here.
Yeah,
I just can't.
I feel that. I definitely feel that, man.
Yeah, I just can't. I'm willing to get like an office job and do whatever. I don't mind working. I really don't mind it. But it's just my job right now is ridiculous, man. It's really crazy.
Yeah, I definitely understand.
So yeah, I'm ready to move on. I've been there for a year and a half, pretty much.
Yeah, I remember when you first said you had got the job. Shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, I liked it a lot at first, but just being there long enough, you start to see how people really are, and you start to really see the business side, and it's just not fun. It's bad.
Definitely.
So. What are we talking about, bro? I mean, we can start with the Drake leaks because that's definitely up our alley. That's probably been the biggest thing since the last time we recorded.
Okay, yeah, we can start there.
I listened to him again before we started recording. That shit is incredible. He didn't mess.
And the funny thing about it is, like, this is like the first time, you know. I don't want to say it like this. I don't want to come off as like crazy or nothing. But this is the first time in some years where it's like, off first listen, you're like, wow, these are some like great, great songs. Like, it's not really, it's not anything you could pinpoint and be like, well, he could have did this better, or the beat is trash, or this, or like both songs were great. Like, even the Not Around leak that came out, I mean, I was
oh my God, that might be the best one, bro. That shit is nuts.
They're all great records. I'm not putting that one over When to Say When or Chicago, but they're all fantastic.
I'm not put that shit over Chicago. I'm not put that shit over Chicago, but When to Say When this is.
Ooh, something might be wrong with you. I'm not gonna lie. I have Chicago. I think Chicago's the best one out of all of them, honestly. I don't know, man. I can't put Not Around over the other ones. But they all sound like really good records, though. Like,
they all sound great, and they all make me really excited for this new album. Whenever he, because this isn't. I mean, I guess that this is kind of the start of his promo.
100% is, like, I don't even know why he called them leaks. Like, you put them out and put out a video to them. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's. But I understand why he says leaks. It's more fun that way. It's not as fun like when you get it on iTunes. It's nice to drop that shit at the you know, just 9 o'clock on Friday, or you know, it's a lot more fun that way. Everybody can listen, nobody has to pay for it.
Right.
I like the SoundCloud leak way that artists do it. I like that shit. That's pretty much the way that I was like brought into music, was SoundCloud leaks and all that shit, especially Drake's music. That was his shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I like that way a lot. But I think that this is pretty much the start of his press run. I mean, I think everybody knows he's putting these fucking records out.
Yeah.
Because there's no, I mean, I don't really know who's he's sending these records around to. All he needs is 40. He needs one. He needs a producer. He needs him, and he needs 40.
He's putting all these leaks out. All these leaks that have surfaced over the past, like half year, because it's been a lot. Like, you see there was a whole album, like a fake album full of quote-unquote leaks, but I mean...
Yeah, I actually need to download that, because I have the link. I saw that you put it in there. I have the link. I texted it to myself to save it for later.
They took that one down. They took that one down.
Oh, they did?
I can find another one for you. I have another one.
You have it in your iTunes?
Yeah, I do.
Just put that shit right in the Google Drive.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I got the zip. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I definitely gotta put that on my phone, because it's what, like 10, 11 records?
Let me go look. I think it's 14.
Damn. Yeah, that's a lot of leaks. That's an album.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yo, people was wilding with the takes though after that drop, because they were like, man. I had to block somebody because they were replying to me, and I like having conversations with people about music, but they were like, yeah, this could be up there. This could be better than Scorpion or Views. And I was like, yeah, you out of here. I'm not going to lie. I had to block him real quick. I said, you have a good day. Because what?
Wait, he said, oh, you said the leak album could be better than Scorpion or Views?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
No album with War or that organization with Smiley, or that 100 times remix with Bryson Tiller is going
to
be
better. I'm definitely taking all them shits off mine. Them shits is out of here. Fam, I'm not listening to War ever again. I was on my way back from New York with my lady. We had a lovely trip, and that shit fucked me, and that shit fucked my whole day up. I had that, bro. I was lit, too, because I was driving. I said, oh, shit, new Drake. Bro, I put that shit on in the car. Man, that shit was dirt. Bro, I was ready.
I'm really trying to understand where he was going with that. People were saying, nah, War is fire. Like, people were saying this like a couple days ago. I was like, nah.
He's smoking crack.
Because I said, War never happened. Drake 3 for 3. And he was like, they were like, nah, War happened. And that was probably his best one. I'm like, yo,
hell
what?
No. Y'all just smoking crack. Fam, that shit fucked my whole day up. I was pissed, bro. Like, that shit, I was really angry about that. Yeah. I listened to that shit one time. I cleared the YouTube app. Like, I cleared it. I was done. Fuck that shit. That shit is horrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely anticipating this new shit. I'm ready to hear. I haven't heard from Cole in a couple months, like, by himself. All the revenge shit was with other artists. I haven't really heard much by himself. So I'm ready to hear that. And then to round out the big three, it looks like Kendrick is starting his press run. He cleared out his Instagram, which is really odd, but it is the new way to kind of let niggas know that you coming. Pause.
Yeah.
And then he dropped some merch with Baby Keem and Dave Free, from TDE. And what do you think about the merch?
The merch is awful.
It's terrible. It's really, really, really bad.
I forgot what he even said. It was like three letters, and they put a $100 tag on it. Like, what?
Yeah.
That was different. No. I was like, what are you going with this? What is it called anyway? PG
Lang.
Lang, yeah. I think it's
I don't understand.
Yeah. It's an artist-friendly company, apparently. Like, I don't know what...
But for what?
I don't know.
We are creators. I'm really confused. I really can't judge the act of what he's doing, because I don't think anybody knows what the fuck he's doing right now. But that merch does not look good. I don't like that shit at all. That shit looks awful. So they say it's not a record label, a movie studio, or a publishing house. This is something new. So the only thing, okay, wait. Kendrick Lamar and Dave Free launched PG Lang, a multilingual at-service company to creators. They're focused on cultivating raw expression from grassroots partnerships. Lamar describes it as selfless reset. Here is a clip from the promo. I have no idea what this shit is, man. They just keep saying a company for creators, but what exactly is it?
I don't know. I'm sure more information will be released as Kendrick starts to do interviews after his album drops or something like that, because I'm not really getting any real info from anything that's being said other than it's a company for artists. Like,
I saw somebody say it's a multimedia company and platform, not anything related to new music. So,
well, that's kind of dumb. I don't even know what that even means, but
whatever. Well, see, the thing was before Nip passed, he was doing some shit with out in LA with STEM. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's like science and tech. I think it stands for like science, tech, something, I don't know. But he had created something where it was a lot of kids that went to wherever that building was and they recorded music or they did anything that had to do with creating content. I'm pretty sure that's what that was. And maybe he's trying to do something like that. But because it's a multimedia company for creators. So that's what I'm going to assume it is. But maybe it's a big building, or maybe it's just online. I have no idea, but I'm confused.
I know we always talk about this. I just wish the big three would like collab every once in a while, man. Like,
I agree.
I just don't want to. It's like I Kendrick and Cole, I mean, I feel like they're cool and they collaborate. Kendrick and Drake have like no type of like friendship. I get what happened in 2013, but I mean, like, and it's 2020 now. Like, y'all should grow up and grow past that. Like, it was nothing that was that serious. It couldn't have been that serious, whatever they went.
I don't even know what a Kendrick Lamar and Drake collab would sound like today. I don't even know if I'd be interested in hearing. Well, I'd be interested in hearing it, but I don't think that'd be that good.
I feel that.
Because the shit that Kendrick has been on, I can't really imagine Drake on anything. Like the features he did a couple, like the last time that we heard him, like the features and Damn.
Right.
I can't really think of how Drake fits into that. And I don't think Kendrick wants to go back to the Good Kid, Mad City sound that I think Drake can do also, kind of.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Unless they did fucking What the fuck is it called? What's the song they have together on Good Kid?
Poetic Justice.
Yeah, unless they do Poetic Justice Part 2. I don't really think Kendrick is in his girl song making bag right now. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that sound like.
Yeah, the other day I seen some disrespectful shit, and it was somebody had said, they said, what is that song on? Damn, Loyalty was one of the best like hip hop love songs ever. Or the best hip hop love song ever.
Oh yeah, we're not even gonna acknowledge that.
man.
He sounded like Bryson Tiller on that shit, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
I damn near want to hear Bryson on that beat. I'm sure Bryson felt away about that. Cause the way that he came in, like, bro, the flow and the delivery, it was Bryson shit, bro. It really was. Even the beat, it was like
Yep.
I wanna hear Bryson on that beat, even though he don't even make music no more. But
Bryson's good.
Yeah, he's finished. But yeah, that's. I think that's. Oh, J. Cole has a Puma line coming out. I don't know if you saw.
The shoes
looked alright. The ones that he wore to All Star. They didn't look horrible. I wouldn't get them, but
yeah, Puma's definitely came up. Like, definitely came up. Ever since what Hove? What is Hove like? What is his connection with Puma?
With Puma?
Yeah. He's something with Puma.
I think that when he dropped that tape in 03, I think that was maybe the height of their Puma shit. Maybe.
He's Reebok? He's a creative director for Puma.
Okay.
He started in 2018.
Yeah, wait, I'm sorry. You're talking about Hove or Cole?
Oh, I'm talking about Cole. I was talking about Hove.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh damn, them niggas had everybody. They had Nip, they had Hov, they had Cole. Them niggas was elite.
I saw something.
I don't know who it was, but the dude has like a Shrek avatar on Twitter, like a Shrek profile picture, and he said, pick one letter. Well, think of the alphabet, and then think of all the artists, and put them in like groups by their name. Mm-hmm. So, you know, A would have AZ and Avant, and, you know, A would have A, and B would have B, C would have C, and pick your letter.
So pick
it's
any letter.
Easily J, right? Huh?
Yeah.
It's easily J.
Yeah.
I mean, them niggas is elite.
Yeah, it would have
they
to
have
be.
Cole, it would have to be. Like, it's not even close. Let me look, though.
Let me see.
Fam, J is ridiculous. Although K is pretty good too. K is really nice.
Let me see. List of hip hop musicians.
M is stacked. I'm not even just rap. I'm talking just music in general.
Damn, D is fucking garbage, yo. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Take all the DJs out of that shit, bro. It's Dr. Dre, is Drake, is
That's not a bad start.
Yeah, but you got Doro,
D'Angelo, D12, Daniel Caesar,
Dom Kennedy,
Dipset,
DMX. Oh wait, never mind. Okay, this
Hey fam, check this out. D is not bad. Pause like super pause. D isn't horrible.
Yeah.
But it's easily J. Like it's not even close. These niggas is stacked.
E is a little stacked. I mean, you got Fat Joe, Fab, Frank Ocean.
F looks good.
Freddie Gibbs, French Montana, Future, Foxy Brown. Damn, that's a lot of good artists.
You got Freeway first album, which is incredible. G is good too.
Yeah.
Damn, this is. But I'm still going with J. Like J is stacked, fam.
H is not even a no.
No, no. Not at all.
I is another no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, K looks good though.
Yeah. Damn, J Dilla. Oh, come on, man. J Rock, Ja Rule, Jadakiss. Oh, it's not even close. You ain't even
it's not even close, bro. No, you didn't have to say that.
Bro, Jermaine you Dupri. Just go,
fam, oh my fam, god. It's fam. Ridiculous.
Jim Jones, Joe Budden, Joel Ortiz, Joey Badass, Jewel Santana.
It's nasty.
Yeah, it's not.
And we didn't even get into Justin Bieber, Justin Timberlake, John Legend. Like, it's Jodeci, fam. They're stacked.
Fam, it's over. Then you got young dudes like Jid. Like, come on, bro.
Bro, they're stacked. They're stacked. Jay is stacked.
That's nasty.
What about S? S is a lot.
K has a lot. K has a lot, though. I mean, Kanye, Kendrick.
Yeah, I was saying K, yeah.
Damn. I mean, let me see. Let me go down.
M looks good, too. Matter of fact, M, I don't know if M will give J a run for its money, but M is hot.
Well, K is top heavy, but I mean, you got Corrupt, you got KRS-One. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay after like the first like six names.
Yeah. M looks good. They got Marvin Gaye, they got Mace, they got Mary J, they got Meek, they got Michael Jackson, Mobb Deep, Music Soul Child.
It's really not even fair because they got all the Lils. Like, even then, they don't compete with all the...
Yeah. Even then, they like nobody competes with Jay. Jay is nasty.
Let me look at M. Mac Miller. Oh, they got Macklemore. Disqualified.
Yep, agreed. Damn, Jay even got Jay Elect. That's over.
Oh, shit. Speaking
it's
of,
over.
This album is quote unquote supposedly supposed to drop
in 13 days. 13 days.
Yep.
March
18th. Yep. Oh,
I'm fucking excited, man. I really am. I'm really excited for this shit.
I'm just excited for Ice to just edit that shit and take all of the electronica shit out of it. And
but why? Why would you do that?
This is supposed to happen that way, bro.
Nah, man.
Man, Jay Elect in 2020? I don't know. Because every time I hear Jay Elect, he sounds good. So I can't really be like, yeah, I don't want to hear him. But
yeah. And number two, we haven't heard Jay Elect in years. So it's like, what are you even basing this off?
That's what I'm scared of. If it's trash, I'm taking all of his shit out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I'm excited regardless, man. 2 weeks.
Yeah, man. Supposedly.
I don't know, bro. A lot. Everybody says it's coming, man.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that they, you know, hurry up and confirm that it was like there was those two on the whole album, like. And then on top of that, it's so funny that you kind of been hitting on these
2020 predictions.
On these predictions, yeah, I got to give you props for that.
Hell yeah. I gotta start doing this shit every year.
Cause what were the ones you said? Jay Elect is dropping. You said did you predict Hove? Or you said something?
I never really thought about it.
And you were like, well, Hove usually drops when he wants to be seen. And when I see
exactly,
I seen him on like the IG story with Swizz, and I was like,
yeah, he's outside.
And they confirmed that, and I was like, all right. I see what's going on right now.
Yeah. So he's been outside now more than since 444, really. He's been outside more now than ever. So not now than ever, but now since then. So yeah, he's got shit coming.
There's something else you predicted. Didn't you say Rihanna's not dropping? I could have swore you said.
I think so. I think that I did say that.
Because if you said she's not dropping, bro.
Oh, of course not.
She's not dropping any album.
Hell
like,
no.
She might be done. Like, maybe one day we get an album. It's not now. It doesn't seem like it, at least.
Yeah, I don't think we get an album this year. Maybe next summer. But
I don't understand what's taking her so long. Her discography is not that great anyways. Fam, I'm not trying to be funny. Look at her discography. Come on.
I mean, I'm not the guy to go listen to an entire Rihanna album, but...
Nah, we gonna talk about Rihanna. I don't give a fuck. You gonna listen today. Let me see. Rihanna.
I don't think I've listened to a full Rihanna album once in my life. Maybe except A&T. I think I did listen to that in full.
Oh, wait. I was kind of smoking crack.
Yeah.
I might have been smoking crack, because I forgot she got Unapologetic,
Everybody loves Leon albums.
Let me see. She has Good Girl, Gone Bad. Hold on. I'm waiting for this shit to load. What the fuck? Oh, Talk That Talk is trash. Rated R. Eh. Both rated R's. Like, what the fuck? Oh, this is a rated R remix. Unapologetic was good. Anti was good. Loud was okay. When she first came out, she was fire. Like, yeah. Hold on, let me see. Yeah, like A Girl Like Me. Nah, that album was crazy because she had SOS. She had Unfaithful. Yeah, she bought
it. Oh, yeah, Unfaithful was fire. That's your one.
Yo, I seen somebody say that every dude's Beyonce favorite Beyonce song is Me, Myself, and I. Is that, you think that's true? It might be. Because that's my favorite.
I think that is a lot of niggas' favorite Beyonce songs. No, it's like it has to be. Like, if you're a dude, Me, Myself, and I is easily in your top five Beyonce songs. It's not even close.
It's top three. Like, you can't name... I don't think you can name four records that are, like noticeably better than that. You can't. Like, if you really break it down and you really listen to Beyonce, then maybe you can make the argument. But just for casual listeners, I don't think majority of people saying, like, oh, Me, Myself, and I is not a top five Beyonce song. Like, hell no.
Nah, anybody says that's smoking crack. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I won't even entertain that shit. But I know that leak, that Have Your Way leak of, like, kind of like the old songs, but
yeah,
people thought that they were leaks.
Yep.
Fam, that shit is good. That shit is good. Like,
man, I didn't save it in my laptop fast enough. I wouldn't even know my laptop at that time. Oh, real nigga.
I got you.
I need both of those because I think it was two albums that dropped.
I don't have the other one, but I have. Wait, maybe let me check my Google Drive because you know all that shit in there. Let's see, Beyonce. Yeah, I have Happy Away. That's it though. But I'll send that shit to you right now.
Bet.
Yeah, that shit is great, man. She's got some shit on there. But I think that, well, I could argue that there's two. I could argue that.
Don't do this. Come on, bro. Don't do this. What are you doing?
I could argue that there is three songs better than Me, Myself, and I. I could argue. I'll put it in my five. But all right. I think I can argue three.
What are they?
The Closer I Get to You, which...
Okay, I was just about to say that. That one I could give you.
That's one. That has to be one. If that's not better than Me, Myself, and I, then this conversation can be done.
Nothing on Eliminate is better than Me, Myself, and I. Nothing.
I don't, fam, I don't know about
wait,
that, bro.
Wait, because hold on. Let me go to her album. Let me go to her Eliminate real quick.
Because Pray You Catch Me and All Pray You Catch Me.
Yo, Pray You Catch Me is amazing.
I might put that above Me, Myself, and I.
Sandcastles is fire, too, but I don't know if I'm putting that over that.
No, I wouldn't.
Pray You Catch Me is amazing, though.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yo, I didn't even think about that. Yo, Pray You Catch Me is amazing.
Fam, like, come on.
Right.
I think I could find one more. Hold on. You haven't. I don't think that you've heard the album yet, but I think it's Have Your Way. Hold on. Yeah, maybe either Have Your Way or Crazy Feelings off that leak, which I think are both two songs that were available like a long time ago. Pick one of them shits. You haven't heard it, but. I don't know. I think that I could find three better. I already got two. Three is a stretch. Three is definitely a stretch.
Man.
But yeah, me myself and I is incredible. But I just wanted to argue. And that was pretty fun.
Let me see. Let me go to Beyonce's self-titled. Rocket is fire. Rocket is very, very fucking fire.
I never listened to that one that much.
Really?
Yeah, I never listened to that. I have it in my phone. I should check it out one day.
Man, Beyonce is incredible, bro.
Yeah, I agree with you. Oh, and Speechless? Oh, Speechless is retarded.
You can't say that word, bro.
Yeah, I can.
You're right. We definitely can.
I anyway. Like that, man. I was actually talking with my family about this the other day. That word is just like there's nothing else that you can say that'll replace it. That word is one of a kind. It really is.
Oh, you really is sick, nigga, bro. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Man, that word is great. Honestly. I really should stop saying it, but retarded is just like...
It's not that bad. Of course you wouldn't say that around or to a, you know, a mentally challenged person. Of course you wouldn't say that around them or to them.
No, of but course not.
The way you describe something that's literally like crazy
or sometimes like, there's like just, crazy there's doesn't just no other way.
Crazy doesn't fit that. Retarded is literally like it could get under your skin when you're saying it to the other person. It feels good when it comes out of your mouth. So I get what you're saying. I feel like white people say like think that or say that to themselves about the N-word. I really do feel like they believe that in their heads. Like that's just like an amazing word, like a crown jewel word to say. That's how I feel about retarded. Like that it's not that serious to me. But
Not at all. But that's just nothing else will be able to replace that word. It's just like, man, look at this retarded ass nigga. You know what I mean? It's just like it just fit.
You can chill now, man.
It just fit. But anyways, what else we got? Coronavirus. I don't think that we've potted since.
We haven't. It is getting bad.
Man, that shit is crazy. Actually, maybe we have. I think that we were like super early talking about it. Like I know.
I think you're right.
I know that I was on Twitter when I first saw this shit break out, and I read this article that was like,
it's crazy. We've been talking about that in the chat for months, and like for the last
months, bro.
Couple of weeks, like it just became like this big thing, like all over.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think that we were talking about that shit for a long time.
Hell yeah.
And then in the past couple of weeks, this has kind of popped off just because people have been taking flights. They've come from China. They've gone to China. They've gone internationally. Like, I think that shit has popped off since then, but. I know that when it was just in China, when it was just in it starts with a W, Wuhan, however it's pronounced. When it was just there, I know I was saying, yo, something's not right with this shit because they put. I saw an article that said that. They made this virus in like 2015. Like this is a man made virus.
It's a patent virus. I was like, what the fuck?
They've had this virus for that long, but they've kept it contained. And then all of a sudden, 5 years later, that shit comes out, and then in China nobody knows. So everybody's just walking around and everybody, maybe they just think it's a cold, you know what I mean? And then people start dying. Niggas is going to the hospital. They don't know what the fuck it is. And then it's like, oh, shit.
Man, so like, it's
crazy.
That's why I appreciate shows like The Blacklist. I don't know if you've ever watched that, but it's like one of the greatest shows ever, easily. But it shows stuff like that, like how, like there's one episode dedicated to this dude that started trying to create this virus and make it spread everywhere. Man, you just never know. Like, it's so crazy. Like, people are sick. Whoever even put that out, like, because of course somebody, like, put that out in the universe. Of course it was man-made, but somebody, like, took that out and was like, oh, let me test this shit on people, actually. Like, that's some wicked ass shit to, you know, to do. But it's crazy. And in America, I don't think it's that serious yet, but it's definitely a cause for concern, easily. Like, you see worldwide, I mean, people canceling events. Like, in Italy, they have this thing where only sporting events can happen, but no fans can come. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's
getting to that point where it's like... Yo, something might like if we don't stop this shit like soon, which I don't know how, if we don't really start putting these people in a fucking room and making sure that they're good for a couple weeks and then letting them go, fam, this shit might get out of hand for real. But at the same time, the death rate is like 2%. Like,
yeah,
the only people that are dying from this is old people.
I haven't seen a black person die from this yet. Till then, when I'll start getting a little concerned. But
yeah, but our immune systems are just built different, anyways. Because I think that what it was we had become so used to nasty shit.
We just real niggas, bro.
Hundreds of years ago, we had to get used to just being on one ship with mad shit on the ship, niggas shitting, pissing everywhere. So you know what I mean? Like, that's honestly what I think. I think that our immune systems is just built different, but them white people ain't never had to fight nothing. You know what I mean? Like, we
ain't had to go through nothing, man. Them niggas ain't have to go through a damn thing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So they really have to sit on a ship packed like sardines and y'all all sitting in one bucket. Maybe if you lucky, you might get a bucket. You know what I mean? So we just built different, but this shit is definitely getting crazy.
Oh, wait. Like, I'm looking at this thing on WSJ. School shut down in Seattle. Justin was talking about that today.
Hell yeah, that nigga said they shut the site down. They shut the work spot down. It's crazy.
I know it was a video game conference that was supposed to go on, and they canceled that as well. So I was like, damn, like it's...
Yeah.
It seems like on all, like, the border states is where it really is, because, I mean, I've seen it in, like, I think it said New York. I haven't seen anything in Ohio yet, but...
We might have that shit here. No bullshit. We might have that shit here.
So I'm kind of scared to go next week to Massachusetts, but
it's definitely in Massachusetts. I'm talking about in my town, like literally up the street. Shit. You know what I mean?
The city I'm going to is right next to the fucking ocean. So like, I don't know how to feel about that.
I just looked on the online newspaper. Another Pittsfield resident under quarantine after traveling to China. So I think this is the second family. That has been quarantined. They say, hey, my man, you can't leave the fucking house, bro. So, it's definitely, I'm pretty sure that it's in Boston. But
yeah. We just gotta stay safe out here. Wash your hands. Wash your damn hands, man.
Yep.
Yo, your shit's going bananas right now.
Yeah, all right, hold on.
Oh, wait, you good now?
I'm good.
Yeah, stop.
So yeah, this coronavirus shit might get serious. It might get serious. Probably not, but
it's starting to feel like a Ebola part two, to be real with you. Like, that's what it feels like to me. I don't know. Time will tell.
But the thing is this shit taking out more niggas than Ebola did, I'm pretty sure.
That's what I'm saying. This is part two. This is a little bit stronger. Little population control. I don't want to be like one of those doomsday or like conspiracy theorists, but that's what I just feel. It's just nothing but population control. That's the only reason somebody would put that China, out
like that. Yeah, that's what I thought it was at first. Like, I was in the chat talking with Nate. I remember I said, yo, do you think that they put shit out just as like population control? And he said, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, you can't.
I don't know.
Nate, of all people, I don't know. Nate be saying some wild ass shit. He said LeBron got no skill.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. But China continues to report a slowdown in the number of new cases. South Korea has over 6,000 confirmed cases. U.S. has 129 cases, 11 deaths. Damn, 11 niggas in the U.S. died from this show. It's crazy.
Oh, shit.
But,
like, it's, I don't know what the symptoms are. It probably ain't nothing but, like, a big-ass flu.
Yeah, it's just a different strand of the flu. That's all. That's what I think.
I feel like I can survive that shit. That's what I've seen.
Huh?
I feel like I can survive that shit if I got it.
Oh, yeah. No. You definitely be good. I mean, you're young, healthy, you know what I mean? You'd be all right. But,
But you did say
it's just old. People, so, yeah, it's older people and younger people, like really young, like they haven't even grown up yet.
Right.
It's because their immune systems haven't fully developed yet. The virus get in there, they attack that motherfucker, and then you gone. So.
I tell you what, they better not like try to make travel restrictions. Like, it'll probably be travel restrictions, probably like international. I don't think within the country they'll be like, oh, you can't fly here. Unless the state gets really, really bad. Like,
I think for a second they did shut down flights to and from China for a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just internationally, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, within the country, I don't think they'll be like, oh yeah, no flights from here to Florida or some shit like that. Like, nah.
Yeah.
They stopped me from going to Vegas. I'm fighting everybody.
Yeah, especially because you already bought the hotel and shit.
And it's for my birthday. Crazy. That's dead. That's super dead.
Yeah, you better walk.
Yeah, I'm going one way or another. I don't give a fuck.
Did you see Megan Thee Stallion on First Take?
Fam, I seen the one little thing where she said. I was like, bro.
That shit was horrible.
Yo, why? Like,
fam, I'm so confused by that shit.
I don't even know what that was. I mean, yeah, people were like defending, like, well, did you expect her to know about sports? That's the point. What the fuck is she
That's
up there
the
for?
Exact point. So like, why is she there? She needs to go to Hot 97. Breakfast Club. She better go to the motherfucking the Joe Budden podcast.
All right,
she better keep it music. That's what you do. Do the music. You going on sports shit and you asking about who's Mike D'Antoni?
Yeah.
No, bro.
That's not right. Dog. And you from Houston? Like, if you're gonna be on a sports show, you should at least know like little ass shit like that. Like, nobody's asking you to like know what happened in 2005 and this and that. Like, no, you don't know the current head coach of the Rockets. You ain't got to be a sports whiz to know that, like, or at least like hear that name before. Like, she just said who? I'm like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Like, get her off the show. Like, this is clearly publicity on both sides. Because I don't know why First Take would even agree to that. And Meg.
Yeah. Her
financial situation was probably like, well, I mean, this is a gig, like, so I'm not mad at it. So
yeah, and we have to get into the whole contract shit, which
it's messy.
I don't.
It's messy and it's crazy.
It's really crazy because it's like, because it's in number one, it's in the court. And then number two, you bringing Jay Prince into some of this shit. And it's like, you messing with the court and the street shit.
You need to, yeah, like, well, I think she's going to win the court shit. She's still going to drop.
I think so, too.
Because they tried to put a restriction on her dropping her project, which, well, today's Thursday. Yeah. So dropping her project, which, I mean, they denied that. So she's still going to drop that. And then call it an EP because you know how that goes. She's not gonna sell that well. All this other shit, blah 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 blah. So artists call that shit EPs when it clearly isn't because it's 9 songs long. But anyways, let's see. She made a Instagram post and she made everything really thorough. She was really going back and forth with Jay Prince and I'm like, I don't know if you're making the right decision doing this shit. Like,
yeah, that ain't no fam. That ain't it. That is not it.
It's just people that are like misinformed. Are like, why is everybody scared of Jay Prince? And it's like, well, if you can make a nigga like Floyd Mayweather scared and tell his promoter like, yo, pay this nigga his $600K. Like, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. If Floyd Mayweather being scared out of his pants, like if that doesn't like tell you something, I don't really know what can. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know exactly what she gets out of talking about Jay Prince because she could have kept this between her and Crawford.
Women just off impulse a lot. They go off impulse and it's okay.
Yeah, that's what they do. But a lot of times it's not all right because it's like whatever. Yeah, this is it's real messy. I don't even know where to start. Like,
well, the whole, you know, getting paid seven well, earning $7 million and only making $15K from that
is insane. That's
like nice. Her owning, like Jay Prince tried to say, you know, owning part of her masters, like that's a plus. But I mean, look at all the other expenses that she has. Like, she's still not profiting from that. It doesn't matter because, I mean, nah, because she did. What did she do? There's two types of deals you can make. It's a production one, and it's I don't know what else, what the other one is called. I think I retweeted it earlier. Let me go back and look real quick. Going down. I feel like I'm close.
What are you looking for?
Somebody was talking about deals. There's two different types of deals you can you can sign. There's a production deal and there's something else. I'm getting close. Damn, I retweeted a lot of bullshit today.
Is your dog drinking water?
You hear that shit, don't you?
Man, I've been hearing that shit the past minute.
Yeah, he be lapping the shit out of water. I ain't gonna lie. He just came back from the vet. He's been pretty sick the last couple of days, but he's doing all right today.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. First, we thought about getting rid of him, but... Jesus. Well, my girl just... She'd want to get rid of him anyways. I'm not getting rid
Why?
Of him. Why? I don't know. You know, women, they just evil. You know? That's,
oh, I'm out.
Women is crazy, bro.
I'm out.
Women hate... They hate when they don't get attention. I was giving Zeus attention. She didn't like it. She just laughed at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about women. So mad.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah, she got fucked. Everybody get it all happened. It happens.
A lot of first deals are bad. I mean, it is what it is. But one thing I hated, people trying to sound so smart and like, y'all talking about this deal. Y'all don't know what's inside of your AT&T contracts. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, we're not making money from this shit. Like, it's not the same thing. Like, you can't make it the same thing. Like, stop trying to sound so sophisticated. You're not. It sounds really stupid.
Yeah, I think with them trying to say you don't even know the terms and agreements that you sign up for, that point is utter nonsense because...
A lot of that shit doesn't matter. Like, who the fuck cares? That's totally different than signing a contract where you got all these stipulations and shit. It's not the same thing. Like, it's not.
Yeah, it's not the same as... People are so stupid. I'm not even going to argue that just because that's just retarded. I'm not doing that. Yeah, I think a lot of artists sign a bad first deal. It even happens to legends. Look at Nas. He's still trying to fight for those Illmatic for the Illmatic fucking publishing. Yep.
That's why he doesn't even care to celebrate the anniversary anymore. He's like, yo, exactly. It doesn't matter. I'm not getting shit from it. Like,
exactly. They do a fucking 15th anniversary every year, and he don't see he sees a dime of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of people sign a bad deal. You got to be... A lot of people are just not smart, but just ready to get out of the hood, ready to get some money, and I can't blame them. But at the end of the day, fam, $7 million and you see 10 or 15,000 of it, even if you see 1 million of that, that's insane.
I really don't know how you get suckered that bad. Like, that's crazy. That is insane. I don't know how. Like, how? How does that happen, bro? Like, that's not even 3%. Like, that's crazy.
That's insane. That really is insane. So
I just want to know how she waited this long to say anything.
Well, because she was cool with it until they were not releasing her music anymore.
Yeah, but how the fuck could you be cool with something like that though? You see yourself getting like suckered out of all this money. Like, how can you not be like, yo, what the fuck? You wait until like a year and a half of you, well, basically 2 years of you, like, you know, being out here to say something. Like, nah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it really is nuts. And I understand signing a bad deal, but you need to, I think the artist should look at that contract, her or himself, and read that bitch with a pen, underline, highlight, you know what I mean? Like, look through that shit, man.
Yeah.
There is a reason to sign something that bad, but it's really idiotic. That's just crazy.
I agree. That is crazy.
Yeah, everybody just read your shit, man. Please read. I'm gonna get into politics for a second. I mean, I don't really care to, but
yeah, we can.
Did you vote?
No, it hasn't came to my state yet. So.
Oh, okay. Yours is the 10th.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Who won in your state, anyways?
Biden.
Oh, hell no.
See, the thing is, them white people are going to put whoever they want to put in the White House anyways.
Yo, it's crazy, because I don't understand why people want to see Biden be the nominee. Like, how? Like, your name is only good because you're vice president to Obama. That's it. You don't have anything like positive for your campaign that you can look at and be like, well, this is the main reason you should vote for me. Like, he don't have that. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
People look at Bernie and say age, but I mean, like, Trump is like literally like the same age as Bernie. So I'm not going to put that, like, fuck that. That's not that important to me. Just have a good vice president and you good. Because just in case something happens. But yeah, I don't understand how people want to see Biden in office. Like, fuck that. The
thing is,
when he wins, he's going to get smoked by Trump. It's not even going to be close.
Yeah, and I think the same thing for Bernie, too.
Honestly, I don't think so. I honestly don't think Bernie will get smoked that bad. I think Trump might still win. I ain't know he might. He'll still win, but it won't be like a blowout like it will be with Biden. Yo, Trump is gonna expose the crap out of Biden. It's not even gonna be fun. The debates is gonna look like some crazy ass shit.
But the thing is, it does kind of suck to have this mindset, but it's realistic. We don't even matter. You know what I mean? That whole electoral college shit.
Yeah.
That whole electoral college shit. Like, we literally saw this shit happen. Together, we watched it, fam. We watched it with our own eyes. Oh shit, Hillary the president. Oh, it's oh shit.
Psych.
Wait, hold on. Wait, elect. Well, what the fuck is an electoral? What the fuck?
I don't know how people didn't know that before, but yeah, that whole I don't like the whole electoral college thing. It's crazy. Like, how can you designate like this state gets way more? It's like that's basically saying, okay, boom, you win Texas and California, you good. Basically, you in Texas, California, and Florida, like, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You got this shit in a bag, basically.
Yeah.
I was scared Biden was going to win. He was going to win California and Texas. First, if Bernie was winning Texas, I'm like, okay.
It would have been a rat. It would have been a rat.
I was like, okay, Bernie got Texas. But I was like, damn, Biden won Texas. But, you know, Bernie won California, so I guess that's okay.
Yo, honestly, with how many blunders Biden had on, like, so far in this presidential campaign, I was like, fam, he's out of here. I thought Bernie was the clear-cut favorite. To see Biden win those six states, like, as quick as he did, that shit was nuts to me.
Yeah.
That shit was nuts.
That just goes to show, like, it is what it is, man. Like, hey, look at Trump, how many blunders he had. And, like, well, he didn't have blunders. He was just flat out said how he felt about shit.
Still
got in. So, like, it doesn't matter. It don't matter.
It really doesn't. I honestly think Trump is going to get four more, and there's none we can do about it. It really isn't anything we can do about it. It's just not. The people that are in those positions of power, the Electoral College, they did it 4 years ago. The Senate didn't elect to impeach him, and it's like, fam, how much more evidence do you need that the nigga was like, he was wilding?
Yeah, that's valid.
He's not going anywhere, fam. He's not going anywhere. We got four more years. After four, we see what happens. But I'm chalking it up. Like right now, I'm chalking it up. And it's February, and it's March. I'm chalking it up.
Man, I ain't chalking it up if Bernie wins. If Bernie comes out, I'm not chalking it up. But if Biden wins, absolutely, it's over.
You might as well. I think it's over either way, fam. I feel you.
I have no faith in this shit. I understand why people would believe that. I do.
Yeah. I got no faith in any of this shit. None at all.
I don't even think Biden has a puncher's chance. Like, it's done. It's going to be like when Fury was beating a lot of, what the hell is his name? Wilder. Yeah. It's going to be close.
Yeah. It's a fucked up way to think, the way that I think, but it's the realistic way to think. We literally saw this shit happen, so it's like, what can I do?
Yeah, I get that.
I think voting for mayor, for voting for city council, that shit is a lot more important and is gonna affect you way more than the president does, honestly. So.
I don't lie, because whatever deal he had, Trump had made, I think it was 2018. I got like a $5,000-$6,000 bonus from it, because he had signed some deal with a union. That's the only way I've been affected by Trump, like only way. So I'm not saying like I want him in office, but I'm just saying like, him being president ain't really affected me in a negative way. Like, it's just, he's just our president. And the niggas, like, he be bugging, but, like,
yeah.
Like, what more can you say? Like,
I think, but
majority of these people, you ask them, how has he affected you? And they'll just say, well, I don't like him.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that same way. I think people put a lot of stock into politics and really let that affect their daily mood. They really let that shit affect how they feel, how they look on life. And it's like, there's nothing we can do. They're gonna put whoever they want in there, and there's no point in you getting upset about it. And you know, I mean, if you want to vote, vote. If you want to vote, I'm not judging you. It's great.
Yeah.
I don't. That shit, it rubs me the wrong way. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
No, I feel you.
Where we at now? I think something just happened.
Well, Deion Waiters went to the Lakers, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
he's just going to be like the 10th man. Don't matter. You know, I don't think he's going to get significant playing time over like Rondo or any of those guys.
Yeah. I think that the rush that they have assembled now will be enough to get them to wherever they need to go.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't even know if they come out the West. Them in a 4-game series with the Clippers? I don't know, bro. I don't know. I will say the slander is going to be hilarious if the Lakers don't make it. I'm not even going to lie. I love Bron, but nah, them jokes is going to be insane if the Clippers beat the Lakers, particularly if the Clippers beat the Lakers.
I'm really excited for the Western Conference playoffs this year.
Oh, me too. Me too.
I'm really excited about that. I have Dallas knocking niggas out. I do.
Somebody said the Dallas could compete with the Lakers. I'm not too against that, but
when you
I'm not expecting Luka to lead the Mavs past Bron and AD. Like,
I don't think.
And the playoffs are just a whole different monster. Let me, like, you can do all that fancy ass shit, and you know, in the regular season, like, that's fine. But once you get to the playoffs, like, all that cute shit is out of here. Like, fuck all that. You gotta actually play defense. You gotta actually, like, everything matters in the playoffs. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's why I feel like, you know, Bron and AD would be a tough out, but if Paul George doesn't play like ass, there's no reason to believe the Clippers will lose in a 4-game series to Bron and AD. There's no disrespect to them, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Kawhi just different. His run last year was amazing. Like,
that shit was great.
Yeah, man. That shot against the Sixers, that's like a top 5 shot of all time, probably.
Probably. I can't say that.
What's higher? Let's see. I'm not putting Curry's 3 over any of those. It was a fantastic 3, but it was in the regular season. So I don't know. Live, it was
amazing. I have to give
Ray Allen's 3.
What?
Ray Allen's 3.
Of course. That was the first one I was going to. That one. You have the shot, Michael Jordan's last shot.
Okay.
Utah, 6.6 seconds left. I'll never forget the way that nigga held, like, the way he held that shit. That shit was nuts.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That shit, yeah. Maybe do you give fam.
You can't put 5 over that, bro. You can't. You cannot put 5 shots over that.
The thing is, I'm thinking about Dame's 3 when he hit Paul George's mouth, bro. He ended the Thunder.
Okay.
That's close.
I think
that's okay. Like, fam, he literally ended that franchise.
I would. He didn't end that franchise because he's still about to make the playoffs. Relax.
He did. I'm sorry. They ended. They ended the West. Era. They ended the West. Yeah. He ended that era.
Yeah.
That's 3. Number 4.
Like I said, you gotta put that top 5. Those are the greatest.
I'm gonna continue to argue this shit.
Oh no.
So you wait right here.
Oh. Let me look.
Kyrie in the finals. Game 7.
No, I'm not putting that over that.
How can you?
Okay, wait. Okay, yes you can. Okay.
Of course you can. You have to. So I got 4. I got 4.
You're not putting another one over that. You're not putting another one over that.
You stay right fucking here.
I almost said KD's 3 with Golden State, but that was a cheat code. Yeah. Now you only saying no that fast because it's Bron. Shut up, nigga.
No, I'm saying no that fast because that shot meant absolutely nothing.
It's the NBA Finals. It was to win the game. What are you talking about,
nigga? That series wasn't even close.
I don't give a damn. What was it? What was it? 1-1 or 2-1 at that time?
Oh, are you talking about because didn't he do that in the last game too?
Damn, he did, but I won't even talk about that one.
Oh, you're talking about the first one.
Yeah, the first one. Was it game 3 or game 4? And then Iguodala had stripped LeBron at the end of the game?
I don't remember that clearly.
I know you don't. It's okay. Yeah. A lot of Brown fans don't want to remember that year. Or the years in general, but outside of 2016.
Yeah, but that shit was a cheat code. You can't really. I mean, yeah, you can count it, but them niggas had Clay, Steph, and KD. Like, it's not really anything you could do. But, so I have 4. I don't want to say that 3 that Dame hit in the playoff against the Rockets to knock them out, but that shit was crazy.
You got to put that 3 though. You have to.
That shit was crazy too.
I'm just looking like you can't put many over that. Bron's game-winning shot against
the Raptors or Orlando.
Yeah, against the Raptors like that. That was nice. Even the one against the one against the Bulls when he was falling away in the corner.
Oh, shit. That shit was crazy. But
neither one of those were series-clinching threes, though. Like, or buckets in
no.
general.
Yeah, no. That's why I wouldn't put those above Kawhi's. Okay, I'll put Kawhi at 5. That's where I'll put him. I'll put him at five.
Okay. Because you could put Chris Paul's bank shot against the Spurs. You could put that up there, too.
Why don't I remember that?
Yeah, because it was – I think it was just the conference semifinals.
Okay. Chris Paul has never done anything major in the playoffs. That's why I don't
– it was the first round. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't really what's the word? Chris Paul and playoffs are not synonymous with each other. I don't – when I say playoffs, I don't – that's that Chris Paul might be the last person I think of.
Yeah. I'm looking on some of the top tens. They have one, you know, Ray Allen shot. They have two Kyrie shot, three Kawhi shot, four Dame shot, and five Chris Paul's Game 7 bank shot. How can you forget Jordan? What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm not putting Kawhi's over Dame's last year. I'm not doing it. That shit was insane.
I feel that. I wouldn't put that over that either. But it is top five, bro.
Oh yeah. Yo, it's crazy that Dame has two of the top 10.
Yeah.
Maybe even top 7. He has two of those. Like that shit against the Rockets was different too. Like goddamn. Yeah, that nigga Dame is nice.
Nice. I'm glad he finally getting, you know, the respect that he should have been getting for a little while.
I agree. You gotta listen to the Knuckleheads podcast. He's on it. He was on it this last time on Tuesday.
Okay.
But like I was saying, I think that I think I got Dallas. I got Dallas.
Man, let me see.
They're the 7th seed right now.
Okay.
They're the 7th seed, but only. Only like 4 games separate them from being 3. So the Western Conference is really tight. Like, you don't know. Like, until we get to the last couple of days, we don't know. That's how tight this shit is.
That's how
the 7th seed could be 3 seed on a...
Oh, no, go ahead. My fault. Go ahead.
The 7th seed could easily be 3 or 4 spots ahead of where they're at now just by a good stretch of games. So... Yeah. It's real tight, but I actually got the Mavericks. I'm gonna have them going deeper than what people think. I think Luka's gonna show up. I think Luka's gonna show up crazy. Matter of fact,
man, I don't know. The way it is right now, they're not beating the Clippers. If the playoffs were to end right now.
Yeah, if the playoffs were to start, if they were to start right now,
they're getting smoked by the Clippers. I'm not gonna lie.
They might win. They might win. They'll take them to 6. I got them taking them to 6.
Nah, they're taking them to the boys to 5. Before the playoffs start, we got to have Skull and Tori on so we can do our little playoff preview like we did 2 years ago because that was fun. And we was right about a lot of shit. But
I agree.
The Grizzlies would make it right now? The Pelicans fucked up because they've lost 3 in a row.
Damn, them niggas in the 12? That's crazy.
They were just like 9th.
But see the thing, how many games separate that shit though?
They're 2 games behind. They're 2 games behind the Trailblazers. Oh no, I'm sorry. They're 5 games behind the Grizzlies.
Oh shit.
I don't know if they're catching them, to be honest.
It's only been like sixty some games.
There's 20 some games left, but nah. The Grizzlies will have to literally just plummet. Because then they're even 3 games ahead of the Trailblazers, and the Blazers are 9. So, I mean.
Yeah, I actually want to talk about the Blazers right now. Because I love Dame, man. Like, that is my nigga right there. Like when Braun retire, that's my nigga. I'm with Dame. So, it really hurts my feelings to see him continuously not get there, but. For him personally, he's there. Like, this is the best Dame we're gonna see.
Yep.
Not particularly this season, but I'm just talking about like last season.
And he's in his prime. He's in his prime.
He's in his prime. This is the best Dame that we're gonna see.
Free that man.
And it hurts. And I know he's gonna play with the Trailblazers for life until he gets like really old. Like he might do the KG shit. He might wait until it's a little too late. Like he's still good. We might think like that's a little too late, and then he goes. But Do you break them up? You break up CJ and Dame at the end of
this
season?
Hell yeah, because
it's clearly not gonna work. It's clearly not gonna work.
I'm not gonna lie. If I was Dame, I mean, what the heck? Hey, dog. Zeus, relax.
Yeah. Yep. You better kill that nigga.
What was that? Nobody was even at the door. Zeus is just retarded. But anyways, I think I would break them up because I don't know, man. I really don't. They're not gonna give you anything else. CJ is okay. He's okay, but I feel like he's just a number three option. I don't think he's a number two anymore.
I agree. He's really streaky.
Yeah, like you don't need that as your second option. Fire,
nigga, when he catches fire, he's on fire. Yeah. But this season, I haven't seen him catch on fire like that. You know what I mean?
Like, he's like the real reason why you can't really put like. You can't compare like Steph and Klay to Dame and CJ.
No,
because CJ's not a good. He's not a good number two. Like he's not. Yeah.
But there was times when we said, "Yo, this nigga Dame might be the best point guard in the league." Like,
oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I think when he was
like, "Nah, you can't do it."
Yeah, 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 man. It really does hurt. I'd like to see him go to the Grizzlies. That'd be interesting.
You think so? That'd be interesting. Ja's point guard.
Put Ja at the two. Fuck it.
And they're both like 6'2", 6'3".
Fuck it.
Well, where
would you like to see him? Let me look at the Eastern Conference.
He can go to Miami. We need a point guard.
Yeah, I was about to say, send that nigga to the Heat.
Yo, right now, if the playoffs ended, we would play the Pacers. That's an easy win. I'm not even going to lie.
That's easy money.
But then we played the Bucks, and we played the Bucks the other day, hey, that fam. Shit was encouraging. We locked that nigga Giannis up.
Hey, fam, we put Bam on Giannis.
It's over. They got nothing.
We clamping that nigga. It's quiet. We clamping that nigga.
See, the thing about us though is one, the fourth quarter, and two, us like offensively.
We blow a lot of leads, man.
Yo, if we can get buckets consistently. Like we could be a really, really tough out in the playoffs, but we so streaky.
Yeah, sure.
Like we score like 120, then we go and score like 90, and it's like what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean as long as we're healthy and we got our shooters, we gonna be good. We gonna put up a lot of points. We play great defense, with Jimmy Butler leading the pack, and we're gonna be a tough out because we're deep. Pause, super pause. But we got a lot of defense. We got a lot of shooters. And Bam is holding down the inside. And with that formula, I think that we're gonna be a tough out. When that the whatever series that we get out, we might take them niggas to 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So who do I wanna see? Tell Dame to just go to the Lakers, bro. Fuck it. Whatever. Relax. Let's just stack it. You know what I mean?
Relax. Niggas can't complain about super teams and then put Dame on the Lakers.
I'd kill everybody
if Dame went to the Lakers.
Nigga, that shit'd be crazy. That might be better than Steph, KD, and Klay. Real shit.
No. All of them niggas were in their prime. Literally. Bron's not in his prime no more.
Yeah, but Bron is still better than 99% of the league. So.
Alright. Bron ain't even... You know what? I'm not even gonna do it because I love Bron. Bron is like
about to buck out.
He almost is my GOAT. I don't know. He might be my GOAT. I'm undecided, man. Honestly. But
Sam, if he win the chip this year, he'd go. He'd go.
I agree.
Bring a championship to three different franchises and like be the leader of all three franchises.
The magnitude of this ring is probably bigger than ever. Like, even you could even say it was bigger than the one he won in Cleveland, to be honest. But
I don't know about that.
Just for everything they got going on, man, and the drought that they've had, I don't know.
Yeah, but see, the thing is Cleveland's job was 50 years long.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
and it was his hometown. I mean, he won it for you know.
I mean, the Lakers just won yesterday compared to the Cavs. You know what I mean? Like, that shit was 50. That shit was 50, I mean, like, 5 decades ago. Like, that's just crazy. The Lakers just won last decade. Like, so, 09 or 8. Yeah, 010, right? 10 or 09, whatever one.
Yeah.
That shit was just last decade, pretty much. So, I mean, that Cleveland draw was crazy. That nigga came home. He beat the best regular season team of all time. Like, that ring is different. That ring is just it's just different. And then on top of that, to leave a great situation in Miami, them niggas had 2 or 3 more rings in them.
Yeah, I agree.
So he left guaranteed finals every year to go to Cleveland, and it's like,
well, let's relax. He had Kyrie, and then he traded for Kevin Love. Prime Kevin Love at that.
Yeah, but it's way easier with D-Wade and Bosh.
Yeah, but D-Wade was getting old, and Bosh soon after had started getting heart problems. So
yeah. Yeah, at the time, it probably was the best decision. Just like just looking like 2020 vision.
Yeah.
Hindsight 2020, that was probably the best decision for him to do. But in the meantime, niggas was like, bro, what are you doing? Like, nigga, you went to Cleveland? Like, you know what I mean? I remember seeing those tweets, and
shit, I was one of them. I was mad as hell.
Yeah, bro, like, I was hot.
Like, bro, you gonna leave us like that? What the fuck? We only lost once. Well, twice, but yeah, still.
Yeah, I mean, I was the same way. But looking back, that shit was probably the best thing that he could have done. But yeah, no, to bring a championship, 3 different franchises, and be the lead guy, like,
that's crazy.
It's just different. I think we're off basketball. Baseball starts very soon. I'm excited about that.
I'm pissed, Red Nation. I'm with y'all this year. I never said I was with the Cubs. I've never said I was a Cubs fan ever in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, I can do this because it's baseball, for one. And for two, I've never, like, put down my faithfulness in the team. I've never, like I said, I wanted the Cubs to win. When they, you know, I was happy when they won, and I was like, okay, well, I'm kind of leaning towards the Cubs. That's my hometown team. But after scoping, after paying attention to baseball last year, and then after, like,
you just want to go to who winning. That's all right. You can say you just want to go to who winning. You good.
I'm trying to see what other people say. Well, trying to say they bandwagons, the hopping bandwagon, because that's clearly what I'm doing. But
yeah, of course.
I'm just trying to word it a different way. But yeah.
Yeah. That's all right.
And in hindsight, that's all it is. We're here.
Yep.
I don't know. Aaron Judge already talking about he got shoulder and chest pain and shit like that.
Yeah. John Carlos Stanton already out. This nigga, Garrett Cole, gave out 4 fucking home runs today in 2 innings. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. But.
What the fuck? Fam, it is always free training.
Then the thing is he gave up 2 home runs to a nigga that's 87 years old. That's one. And number two, both of the home runs was back to back.
No, that's crazy.
It's like, nigga. And so I think it was in the first inning, back to back, and then in the second inning, back to back. It's like, fam, come on, dog. Like, this is what you're doing. So, yeah, I'm worried, but we'll be fine. It's a really long season, and we will be great. Will be great.
Dodgers getting Betts was big, though. Because that nigga's nice.
Wait, who? Say it again?
Mookie Betts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was pretty much the face of the Boston Red Sox franchise, and then they fucking got rid of him. I don't know why.
It was like, we'll accept Big Poppy. He ain't, you know, he's black, but yeah.
But he's Spanish.
Right.
That's horrible. What else we got, man? Harvey Weinstein moved from hospital to Rikers Island. he had heart surgery.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, he could die in that motherfucker.
He can rot, bro. I don't give a fuck. That nigga Snoop Dogg was going. He was going crazy though. He was bugging because that nigga was talking about some free Bill Cosby shit. Like, yo.
Oh, that was crazy. Oh yeah, we didn't even get into I don't even think that we
got well, into. Well, I think that was after Gayle King had said whatever she had said about Kobe, like trying to sneak it
in.
Still, like he's saying that, I'm like, whoa, you kind of bugging, dude. It's not even kind of, you're bugging, dude. Like nobody said that at all.
What else we got, man?
Janae's dropping an album tonight. Don't know if you care, but I do.
Oh, Jadakiss is dropping tonight.
Jada's dropping tonight, yep. It's It's going to be a good little night of music.
I'm gassed.
Yeah. It's going to be dope.
The track list look good.
Yep.
I'm excited, man. I actually still haven't heard the Hunting Season joint. I haven't heard the Hunting Season joint, but I'm excited. I wish that he had more rapping features. I did. I mean, we already heard Push and Ross. This shit's already been out. So, I mean, I wish that he had more rapping features on here.
Yeah.
I wish that Benny and Conway were on here. I'm dying for new Benny. Like, I'm getting thirsty for it. I'm not gonna lie. 2 Chainz. I don't care for 2 Chainz. I don't care to hear Jada Smith and Ty Dolla $ign at all.
Yeah.
But it looks good. It looks good. I think it's gonna be his best project, his best album, and I'm really excited for New Kiss, man. I am.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I was watching an interview and he said the dude that passed away that inspired this album, he wanted it soulful based.
Yeah.
I think that's what he said. So the John Legend feature is exciting, especially because he's by himself. So that's just the hook. And then, you know what I mean? I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. Yeah, I'm super ready for this shit. I'm running to that Jadakiss album. I might even stay up for it. Like, I'm really excited.
I usually stay up anyways, but yeah, I'm ready. Well, see what my process is. I automatically type R&B as soon as midnight hits and just see if there's any under the radar projects or is there any artists that I see that I like. But other than that, usually I just go straight to the rap project that I was waiting for in the first place if there's nothing.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I think it's gonna be a jam packed tonight, but
I'm running to Jadakiss. I can't wait.
Yeah.
What else? Elizabeth Warren is out of here. I think everybody expected that. I don't really think anybody cared for her that much.
Yeah, I agree.
Nobody really cared for her that much. Speaking of Dame Lillard, he missed the past 6 games due to a groin injury, but he will play.
Oh, Steph's back tonight. Last night?
Oh, shit. So Dame is back last night, and Steph is back tonight against the Raptors.
Yo.
I got Fred VanVleet locking that nigga.
Yo, the prop bet is
only 19.5. I saw it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I haven't gambled in a long time. Although if I were to gamble, I would put money on that for sure.
I don't know.
We already know how Steph give it up after he returns from injuries.
Yeah, but him by himself though, like that's
a tall task. But
they're a good defensive team. Like they're gonna put all emphasis on Steph.
Oh, you're talking about winning the game. I was just talking about the over under.
No, I'm talking about the prop bet. I'm still talking about the prop bet.
Oh,
Steph completely by himself? Bro, I don't know. That's not automatic. Yeah,
that's automatic because he's the only nigga shooting.
Damn, he's not gonna be he's gonna be the only nigga shooting, but he's the only one that's gonna have emphasis on him. Like they're not who the fuck they gonna like put emphasis on Chris. Marquise Chris, they don't give a fuck about that nigga.
And you know what Steph do.
I know what
Steph do. You know what Steph do.
That nigga need to remind me tonight then, because pause. But still, that nigga need to remind me what that nigga be doing. Because him by himself without Clay, I don't even know if Draymond playing.
Yeah.
Yo, he signed a deal with Converse.
Converse. Oh, my God. That nigga is trash. But you want to know what? I really don't like that Steph and Clay were hurt for this long. I hate it. But Boy, I am so glad that we actually saw what Draymond can do on a basketball court.
Yeah, he's
because this nigga Esco said to me, man, this nigga Esco said to me before, I forget what he said, but he was saying, but I know he was saying Draymond's an all-star, which he is an all-star, but you know what I mean. That nigga not an all-star. Yeah. He was saying he's one of the best fours in the league. Hey, fam, check this out. That nigga without Steph and Clay? No, bro. No, man. No. Not at all. Honestly, I don't think that we're going to remember Draymond many years. I think that Draymond is Robert Horry without the clutch shots. He just so happened to be on the right team at the right time. That's it.
That's it.
He's Robert Horry without the clutch shots and not seven or eight rings. How many the fuck Robert Horry has? He has a lot. That's it. That's all he is. He is not good. But I'm not saying that Robert Horry isn't good. I'm just saying career wise, he just happened to be on the right teams at. The right teams at the right time, and he's lucky. That's all. He's not good, man. He's not good. He stinks.
Oh yeah, absolutely. He's garbage.
He fucking stinks, man.
And I can't glad
that we got to see this.
I can't even say he got exposed though, because we knew what he was. Like we seen this shit coming. So like
yeah, everybody knew what it was, but I was just tired of people hyping up Draymond like he was one of the top five forwards in the league when, fam, he's not even close.
Yeah.
You want to know what?
Well,
I'll take Kwame Brown over Draymond Green.
Are you a hell of
Draymond Green is dirt.
Let's relax, bro. That nigga did drop
Draymond
34.
Draymond Green is trash.
Let's not forget. Listen. We could talk about that all day. I get it. Overall, he's trash. But, listen very clearly. If in 20, I don't want to play the what if game. I don't usually do this. But if they were to win that game 7, we would have looked at Draymond really differently because that nigga scored 34 in that game. In game 7.
He wilded out. He had a pretty much a 35 point triple double. I remember.
Man, if them niggas beat Braun. And if he was a leading scorer, he led them to a victory against Braun in game 7? Fam, the narrative would be a little different. I'm not even gonna lie.
I agree. It would be.
It would be insane. Also, you could also say that Draymond would have died if LeBron would have actually completed that dunk on him. But
hey fam, yo, I'm not gonna lie, I wake up in cold sweats thinking about that shit. Fam, yo, if Braun did that.
Oh, it'd have been different. Fam, people wouldn't play like that's probably like the dunk of like a couple decades. Like that's different.
Man, that shit, bro. That dunk would have been nuts.
I didn't think he was gonna try. I was like, oh shit, he's really trying it.
Man, that nigga was dunking on wild niggas that year. Remember, I think didn't he dunk on Nurkic crazy? Was that that same year? That might have been a different year.
That was the next year, I think.
Man, Bron was to this day Bron walling on niggas. Actually, he's still bugging.
That nigga, what he did to Hart. I don't want to put that as a pod pick, but that was a different type of pick.
Disrespectful. That shit was horrible. He did that. Giannis said,
somebody check on Hart. Come on, man.
Man, it's over. I ain't checking my phone.
If Rihanna's saying that, bro. In the
I'm
IG
not
cap,
checking my
she
phone.
She don't usually reply to a damn thing. Come on,
I ain't checking my phone. It's done. I actually might call my cell phone provider and say, hey, bro, you could cut this. I'm good. You could cut it.
Fam.
That's horrible. What else we got? That might be it. It might be. But I gotta check.
Tiana offering $250 per position. Tiana Trump.
She offering what?
$250 per position. For a session. Your mic is going crazy, bro. Oh, you good? You good? No more.
So it doesn't matter how long you're in that one position?
Yeah, it's just 250.
That's very crazy.
This nigga was contemplating it. What a sick nigga, yo.
That's really, I wasn't contemplating. I was just thinking that that's really, really horrible.
Yo, she was. Yes, bro.
That's horrible coochie management.
It's horrible.
That's all that is. 250? No, bro.
Oh!
No, man.
The 1.5 terabytes of OnlyFans leaks. That's crazy, too. Yo, niggas.
That
are
shit
sick.
Was nuts. Yeah,
niggas
yeah.
Niggas are sick. It had niggas to be like insane. 10 people that creatively made that whole.
Fam.
That
if
whole.
It was one dude?
Thing. Oh, that's crazy. Cause why are you subscribed to that many people? I don't think people really understand how much 1 terabyte is.
I was just about to look this up, just so I could explain it.
Fam, imagine like downloading Call of Duty with the packs like 100 times. Not even that. It might be worse. Like That's insane. That is
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, cool. Keep going. I'm sorry. I just had to make sure my mic fell.
No, I was like, that's like downloading Call of Duty with all the packs and add-ons like 100 times. Like, that's crazy. And that might even be an exaggeration. Like, bruh. Like, come on. Bro.
Yeah, I'm going to tell everybody exactly how much a terabyte is. So, a terabyte is 1,000 gigabytes of storage space. On the base model iPhone, there's 64. So, I'm going to go onto my calculator. I'm going to do 1,000 divided by 64. That is about 15 iPhones worth of, like, you have to think about how much shit is in your iPhone.
Yeah.
You probably don't even have it all filled if it's 64. You probably don't even have it all filled. So you have to imagine filling your iPhone and then multiplying that by 15. Just to put that in perspective, that is crazy. And anybody who has that in their phone needs to be
locked
away. And anybody that has that anywhere needs to be put in a penitentiary.
Fam, I have 512 gigabytes. I've only used 42. Like,
fam.
That's insane. That's insane.
That's
bro.
Nuts. You have to imagine filling up that entire iPhone, which would take you years to do. That would take you years to do.
Yeah.
Filling up that entire iPhone and then multiplying that by 2.
Let's not even add. Let me go to my gallery.
No, fam.
I have
no, dog.
12,384 images. Well, files. Well, not files, but pieces of multimedia.
I know what you're saying.
In my gallery.
Yeah.
12,000. Yeah. Like, that is crazy.
That's nuts.
Come on, man. People are sick.
And that's only like a couple gigabytes. Like, that shit is crazy.
Yo.
Yeah. Yeah, people are very, very, very sick.
Fam, somebody said they running through that shit in a week and a half. Like, nigga, what? Like, y'all not serious,
that's wild.
Man. Something's wrong with you if you run through that in a week. Something's wrong with you run through that in a month. You can't beat your meat. That shit is crazy.
I'm out.
I'm sorry. Fam, you gotta beat your meat at least 10 times a day to get through that in a month.
The thing is some niggas actually might beat their meat 10 times a day.
Yo!
That's serious.
Yo!
That's serious.
I'm sorry, but I just thought about the time Elliot had said that shit, yo.
Oh my god.
I didn't even think about that. You can say
man, that's the funniest shit of all time.
Yo.
Man, that shit was hilarious. Elliot is a bozo. That shit was incredible.
Fam.
That was hilarious.
How do you... Yo, I don't want to break it down to science, but I know I don't have 10 in me.
Two
is a stretch. Three is
I might
like...
not really... have 10 in a week. I don't actually...
Yo, absolutely.
I got 10 in a week. I have 10 in a week.
I don't know. Like, you can do it, but physically, I'm just like, bro, do I really want to do that shit 10 times in a week?
Hell no.
I don't got 10 nuts in me in the week, bro. Pause. Super pause. Goddamn.
Yeah.
But
I might not. It depends. I might not.
Yeah, man. That's
that shit is crazy.
That's insane.
All right, man. I don't know. I don't know what else we got. That might be it.
NFL draft coming. We almost here. Y'all check out _MTC podcast. We gotta get this podcast account more exposure. Cause I ain't really been tweeting off of it at all. I'm just happy it's there because after it got suspended, it was like, I don't know like the lifeline of this, but we gonna see. But now that I feel like we all good, like I might as well just
absolutely.
Start
tweeting. We gotta get that shit back off the ground.
Yeah. Ain't no purchase right, soon because y'all some fake ass niggas.
We ain't doing merch until we have multiple people say that they want merch. Then we'll do it.
I've seen niggas, you know, of course, we're not Kendrick Lamar or anything like that, but I'm like, yo, y'all couldn't pay like $30 for a hoodie, but y'all could go pay $100 for this that has three words on it.
Yep.
Hey, man.
That's all right.
I don't like pocket watching, but I be mad on the inside, though. I really be hating. Man, y'all can't support niggas, but... Or y'all fake support niggas, but y'all in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Drop a bag on some bullshit. I'd be like, all right, cool. When we make it, don't try that way. Y'all's rocking with us. Nope. I'm not buying it. Y'all can suck my dick. But yeah.
And with that said, thank you all for listening. I think that we got sleepers. You got one?
Let me see. I hate that somebody used it on the Joe Budden podcast, but since he was featured on that Chicago Freestyle, I realized I had a song, well, two songs of his in my library, and one was called Like I Want You, and it's fucking fire. So I'm going to put that in my sleepers. I think somebody used it on the Joe Budden pod. It might have been like Maul. But
Yeah.
That's my sleeper as well.
Let's see if I got anything. I don't know. What have I been listening to recently? Damn, I still got to hear Brent new shit. I really need to listen to that. I haven't listened to new shit in a long time. I'm a bozo.
Yeah, you need to, man. I'll listen to that G Herbo intro. You son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do it. I told y'all I wasn't going to do it.
I don't know why. I mean, he sampled the Dynasty intro. And he bodied that shit. I get why people don't like G Herbo. Personally, I listen to him. I like him, but I see why people don't. This wasn't one of those songs he was rapping off beat, though. He wasn't at all. Like, you listen, you actually be surprised. Like,
all right.
You say, all right, you're not even listening. So I don't know why you're saying, all right.
That's why I said, all right, like that. So, all right. Fuck. I ain't going to listen to it. I know. I really don't know.
Party Mobile coming soon. Never.
Oh, yeah. That shit not coming.
No, it is. They gave a date and everything.
They said March 28th, right?
March 27th. Yep. I'm not liking what I'm seeing though. I'm not gonna lie, cause that nigga got the Loyal remix on that bitch, and he got Loyal in general. Like, you could have just left that off the album. That shit not gonna help you get streams.
Oh, I'm gonna do an Eminem sleeper, cause I was listening to a lot of Eminem the other day.
I went back and listened to Superman. I said, damn, that's crazy. Drake did that shit better too. Anyways,
no, he didn't. Not at all. He didn't do that better for a second. You're smoking.
He 100% made that better.
All right.
What I do know, women, they come, come on, fam, get the fuck out of here.
Hell nah.
Just Eminem's voice now. Like, I listen to it, it's like almost unbearable. Rap voice means a lot. Eminem now, Actually, I wouldn't. And I listened to that freestyle he did on Westwood. That shit legendary. But
oh yeah, for sure.
But his early Eminem, like, he made good music. It's just his voice. I hate his voice. You could put any other rapper and like give him that discography, I feel like it would sound a little better.
I think you're on drugs.
Yo, you just sound like you kick 12-year-olds for a living. Like, oh. Anyway.
My sleeper is Sing for the Moment off the Eminem Show.
Sick nigga, yo. You are a sick nigga.
Wait, how was that?
Sing for the Moment?
That shit is incredible.
I'm not gonna lie, that's in my library as well.
That's different, bro. That's incredible. You wild. That's just so good.
Oh, it is. It's good. It's really good. Eminem Show is a great. It's a great album.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, man.
I got a shower and shit. I'm sitting here drenching sweat, recording the pod.
Oh yeah, that's horrible. That's horrible. Yeah, I'm out. Yeah, please go wash your ass. All right, I'll see you later, bro.
Peace out, bro.
Peace.